The federal government has signaled that changes, perhaps major ones, are on the way for the country's employment insurance program, but the existing problems with EI that predate the current recession shouldn't be ignored or forgotten, according to a new study from the Fraser Institute. I spoke with economist Jake Fuss about the study. What can you tell us about this new study?
Yeah, so now that the federal government is transitioning people receiving the Canada Emergency Response Benefit onto the Employment Insurance Program in the fall, this has obviously reignited discussion about some of the major pitfalls of employment insurance. But our research suggests that the federal government should reconsider the design of employment insurance because it has created regional disparities, it's sustained high unemployment rates in some regions, and it's going to add to our financial burden moving forward in the next few years.
Now, what would these changes to the EI program look like?
Yeah, that's a good question. Ultimately, you know, there are several flaws in the design of the program as it stands right now. We've seen a lack of coverage for self-employed and gig workers or contractors in the current design. We've also seen regional inequities creating an inefficient and unfair system. So I think, you know, the solution is really looking at other, you know, high-income Western European countries, for example, that have adequate social insurance systems, and looking at the design that they have there, and, you know, asking questions like, you know, are we going to continue treating Canadians differently based on where they live? Are EI premium rates going to skyrocket, or do we have another plan there about how to fund the system moving forward? So there's a lot of questions that need answers here as we look towards a solution.
And what about in terms of women who may need maternity leave and they can't qualify for EI because they haven't worked up enough time, even though they have to go on maternity leave?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly gaps in the system throughout there. So there are eligibility for maternity under special benefits. But like you said, it does depend on how many hours they have worked. So that's something that the federal government will have to look for. Obviously, they're also looking at changes for gig and self-employed workers as well right now, because they're currently not covered under the system. There's also part-time workers. You have to work a certain number of hours in order to be eligible. So these are all some things that the federal government will have to consider in the next few months as they look to sort of rejig the system, so to say.
And it says here, although EI is a federal program, key features of the program differ based on regions, like you mentioned. For example, Canadians in regions with high unemployment enjoy easier access to employment insurance benefits and receive those benefits for a longer period of time. So would that be the case here in Newfoundland and Labrador, as we do have a relatively high unemployment rate?
Yes. Yeah, that's one of the interesting things about the design of EI in Canada. So even if you're living in Newfoundland, you can actually have, you know, a different eligibility for benefits than somebody living in New Brunswick or Nova Scotia, per se. So these are different requirements. Like you said, you know, EI eligibility is determined based on the region you live in Canada. So it's actually a unique federal program. There's not many other federal programs that actually do this, where they give different benefits based on the region that you live in. So Canadians in high unemployment regions will receive benefits for longer and have easier access to employment insurance than those living in lower unemployment regions. And this can actually have negative incentives, because it can create a system where you're basically incentivizing people to stay unemployed for longer if they live in a high unemployment region. And this can actually have more drawbacks than benefits for people if you're constantly having to rely on employment insurance in that way.
So let's say some of these changes come into effect to make this more balanced across the country. Could that hurt people here in Newfoundland and Labrador who are in a way that, like, they'll receive less money in their employment insurance?
Yeah. So one thing we just saw actually recently is that the federal government did announce that it set a minimum unemployment rate to be applied temporarily for all EI regions. And what this basically means is that they set a minimum duration of benefits to 26 weeks across the country. But they did say that Canadians living in EI regions with an unemployment rate higher than the 13% rate, for example, some areas in Newfoundland might be eligible for that. Those individuals living in the regions with a higher unemployment rate will still have their benefits calculated using the actual rate for that region. So they're still going, people in Newfoundland will still have more access to benefits in the long term right now with the current design that the federal government is using. They'll probably make more incremental changes over time as well. But right now what we're seeing is that, you know, Newfoundland and Labrador won't have major drawbacks from the system that they're trying to create right now.
Economist Jake Fuss, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you.